Well, good morning. It is August 16th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be reading 1 Samuel chapters 7 and 8, Romans chapter 6, Jeremiah 44 and 45, and then Psalm 20 and 21. And so we have plenty to read today, so let's get in the Word. 1 Samuel chapters 7 and 8 today. Put my little bookmark in here so that I can actually open up to the right page at the right time. 1 Samuel chapter 7, and the men of Kiriath-Jearim came and fetched up the ark of God and brought it to the house of Abinadab in the hill and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the ark of the Lord. It came to pass, while the ark abode in Kiriath-Jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If you do return unto the Lord with all your heart, then put away the strange gods and Asheroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. And then the children of Israel did put away Baalim and Asheroth, and served the Lord only. And Samuel said, Gather all of Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water, and poured it out before the Lord, and fasted on that day, and said there, We have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day unto the Philistines, and discomfited them. And they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines, and smote them until they came unto Bethkar. And then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And so the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron even unto Gath, and the coasts thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah, and judged Israel in all of those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house. And there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto the Lord. Chapter 8. And it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the names of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abihah, and they were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together, and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king, a judge. Make us a king to judge us, like all the other nations. But this thing displeased Samuel, when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they have said unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. And according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. Now therefore hearken unto their voice, howbeit yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked him for a king. And he said, This will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons, and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands, and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground, and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries, and to be cooks, and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive gardens, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards, and give them to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses, and put them to work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and ye shall be his servants. And ye shall cry out in the day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel. And they said, nay, but we will have a king over us, that we may also be like all of the other nations, and that our king may judge us, and go out before us, and fight our battles. And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go ye. That was 1 Samuel chapter 7 and 8. Let's move on over to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 today. Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized unto Jesus Christ were baptized unto his death? And therefore we are buried with him in baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. And likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants, to obey his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin or of death or obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which has delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Then I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. And when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. And what fruit ye had then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin, and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end of everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. That was Romans chapter 6. Let's move on over to our next reading today in Jeremiah chapter 44. Jeremiah 44. We're going to read 44 and 45 today. Jeremiah 44 and 45. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning the Jews, all of the Jews which dwell in the land of Egypt, which dwell at Migdol and Tophnes and at Noph and the country of Pathros, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, ye have seen all the evil that I have brought unto Jerusalem and upon all the cities of Judah. And behold, this day there are a desolation, and no man dwelleth therein, because of their wickedness which they have committed to provoke me to anger, in that they have went to burnt incense and to serve other gods whom they knew not, neither they, ye, nor your fathers. Howbeit I sent unto you all my servants the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, oh, Do not this abominable thing that I hate. But they hearken not, nor incline their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense unto other gods. And wherefore my fury and mine anger was poured out, and was kindled in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are wasted and desolate as at this day. Therefore, now thus saith the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, wherefore commit ye this great evil against your souls, to cut off from you man and woman, child and suckling out of Judah, to leave you none to remain, in that ye provoke me unto the wrath which the works of your hands, burning incense unto other gods in the land of Egypt, whither ye be gone to dwell, that ye might cut yourselves off, and that ye might be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth. Have ye forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, and the wickedness of the kings of Judah, and the wickedness of their wives, and your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives, which have committed in the land of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not humbled even unto this day, neither have they feared, nor walked in my law, nor in my statutes that I set before you and before your fathers. And therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for evil, and to cut you all off of Judah. Then I will take the remnant of Judah that have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt to sojourn there, and they shall all be consumed and fall in the land of Egypt, and they shall even be consumed by the sword and by famine, and they shall die from the least even unto the greatest by the sword and by the famine, and they shall be an excretion and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach. For I will punish them that dwell in the land of Egypt, as I have punished Jerusalem for the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence, so that none of the remnant of Judah, which are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there, shall escape or remain, that they should return into the land of Judah, to the which they have a desire to return to dwell there. For none shall return but such as shall escape. Then all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense unto other gods, and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Egypt in Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto thee, but we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, and our kings, and our princes in the cities of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem. And then had we plenty of victuals, and were well, and saw no evil. But since we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things, and have been consumed by the sword and by famine. And when we have burned incense to the Queen of Heaven, and poured out drink offerings unto her, we did make her cakes to worship her, and pour out drink offerings unto her without our men. And then Jeremiah said unto all the people, and to the men, and to the women, and to all the people which had given him that answer, saying, the incense that ye burn in the city of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, ye and your fathers, and your kings, your princes, and your people of the land, did not the Lord remember them? And came it not into his mind? So that the Lord could no longer bear, because of the evil of your doings, and because of the abominations which ye have committed. And therefore your land is a desolation, and an astonishment, and a curse, without an inhabitant, as at this day, because ye have burned incense, and because ye have sinned against the Lord, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, nor walked in his law, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies. And therefore this evil is happening unto you, as at this day. Moreover, Jeremiah sent unto the people, and to all of the women, hear the word of the Lord, all Judah that are in the land of Egypt. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, ye and your wives have both spoken with your mouths, and fulfilled with your hands, saying, we will surely perform our vows that we have vowed, to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her. And ye will surely accomplish your vows, and surely perform your vows. And therefore, hear ye the word of the Lord, all Judah that dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, saith the Lord, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, the Lord God liveth. Behold, I will watch over them for evil, and not for good. And all the men of Judah that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword, and by famine, until there be an end of them. And yet a small number that escape the sword shall return out of the land of Egypt into the land of Judah, and all the remnant of Judah that are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there shall know whose words shall stand, mine or theirs. And this shall be a sign unto you, saith the Lord, that I will punish you in this place, that ye may know that my words shall surely stand against you for evil. And thus saith the Lord, behold, I will give Pharaoh Hafar, king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemies, and into the hand of them that seek his life, as I gave Zedekiah, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, his enemy, that sought his life. Chapter 45. The word that Jeremiah the prophet spake unto Baruch, the son of Nerari, when he had written these words in the book of the mouth of Jeremiah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, unto thee, Baruch, thou didst say, Woe is me now, for the Lord hath added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, then I find no rest. And thus shalt thou say unto him, The Lord saith thus, Behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. And seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. For behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, saith the Lord. But thy life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places whither thou goest. That was Jeremiah chapter 44 and 45. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We'll be reading Psalms 20 and 21. Psalms 20 and 21 today. Psalm 20, to the chief musician, the Psalm of David. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob shall defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt offerings. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all of thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation. In the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all of thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from the holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the king hear us when we call. Psalm 21, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in the salvation, and in thy salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withheld the request of his lips. For thou preventest him from the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceedingly glad with his countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through thy mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all of thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out all those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagine a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. And therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon the strings against the faces of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, and so will we sing and praise thy power. Amen. That was our reading today for August 16th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll make sure to mark that down. I appreciate everybody joining me each and every day. So let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this word. I thank you so much, God, for all that it teaches us, Lord. And, Lord, indeed, as we read in Romans, Lord, may we not continue in sin, Lord, but again, at the same time, live in your grace. Lord, may we not be like those women in the book of Jeremiah who just continued in their evil ways despite the truth of your word being spoken. Instead, Lord, may we submit. Indeed, Lord, may you be exalted to the heavens, Lord, as we read in the book of Psalms. And so, Lord, may you get all the glory today through each of us. And Lord, may we just be blessed, Lord, as a result of starting our day with the reading of your word. We love you, and we give this day to you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Bye, everybody.